I've got a quick question to ask you, and I'm curious to hear how you'll describe it. You know how there's certain things and certain people that you can tell and see from a mile away? Like the guys that go to the gym. If you want to spot a guy who goes to the gym, there's a couple of things that you can see that will indicate it to you. One of those things, if you're a gym person, please forgive me, it's a tight shirt. I'm just like, why do they suddenly think they should drop shirt sizes? No, that's not how it works. Please, especially when you're saying you're bulking up and you're building up, don't do that. Speaking of, you'll know someone goes to the gym when suddenly they'll eat like meals that don't make sense. Like someone will just start eating eggs at 12 o'clock. Then they're eating heavy pasta at 3 o'clock. Then at 5. And then they say, no, it's bulk up season. It's bulking season. You know what I'm talking about? How do you spot a gym bro from a distance? He's probably bulking up and he's probably wearing a shirt that is a bit too small. How do you spot someone who works in corporate from a mile away? Like, without asking them, how do you spot someone who's in corporate? I, for one, think the quickest way to spot it is they're probably wearing a suit. The ladies are wearing, I think they call them kitten heels or court shoes, those little heels there. And they're probably wearing navy blue, gray, black, maybe like a beige or brown. And if they're feeling adventurous, then it's like a maroon. Then you know, this one works in corporate. You don't even have to ask any questions for sure. But here's a question I want to ask you is, what are the things that you would say you could use to spot a believer? Without giving away too much, without talking to them, what's the quickest way, without asking them a question, that you could spot a believer? What are the ways that you think you can quickly spot a Christian in a room that you would see that, all things considered, I don't know your name, I don't know where you're from, but you look like you're one of us? What would it be?
The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
Simple question. Christians, when you see them, how will you spot that the person is a Christian? Without talking to them, without engaging, you're just like, man, this is a quick way to actually spot that someone is a believer. You're just like, man, I see you. I see me in seeing you. In the same way you can spot all these different people, you can spot a person who's serious about gym. How do you spot a Christian? I got a couple of messages from Sibusiso saying, you'll see it with the joy, the happiness, and also the hope that they have. Nelly says the way that they speak, it's usually soft and gentle. They are peaceful and not judgmental. They first greet with a smile. They usually greet with a smile. That's beautiful, Nelly. I love that so much. But then JC says, oh, it's a very interesting question and should be easy to answer. But nowadays, this is something difficult because some time ago, if you were to ask a question, if they were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict them? I mean, it's a really tough question. Can you actually tell a Christian apart and spot them without even asking any questions?
The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
One way they will know that you're mine, that you're true believers, is by the way that you love one another. The love that I have for you, that is in you, you showing that love to one another, is the quickest way that someone will know this is a follower of Christ. Love one another, particularly loving believers. This can be something that's very tough. Jesus is saying, hey, the one way people will know you're mine is by the way that you love one another. What does it look like to love one another, particularly talking about loving each other as the family of God? Because let's be honest for a moment, since we're being honest about how you can spot Christians, the reality is that church can sometimes be messy. Loving sometimes some believers, it's a little bit hard, right? Believers sometimes can also be messy. I know I can be messy. And I know you too, you can be messy. And that's what I think, truly, that's what Jesus says. Doing that is what shows the world truly how supernatural it is to love one another. Because the reality is the world has kind of taken love to be this uncontrollable emotion that you sometimes feel, sometimes don't. And is this thing that comes and passes by. But Jesus is saying, hey, no, love is not just this uncontrollable emotion. It's not a feeling to follow, rather a command that is to be obeyed. This new command I give to you to love one another. In Ephesians 5 verse 2, it actually says, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for you and me. In the NLT, it says this. And I was thinking about this. I was like, man, it sounds so hard. Yes, it sounds so easy, but we've all experienced it in different ways. I mean, if I ask you to think about a time where you felt the love of a fellow believer in a way that really marked you, a moment where someone in the church, someone in your small group, a believer, loved you in a way that it has made a mark in your life. I'm sure you've got a moment that you can think of. I, for one, I'm reminded of when the small group leader that I'm in actually said, quoted Galatians 6 verse 2 on one random day that has always stuck with me, that says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. John 13 and John 6 verse 2. Galatians 6 verse 2 rather. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. What is this law of Christ? That's John 13 verse 35 that says, love one another. How will they know? Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. And he said to me this one day, I'll never forget it. He says, Kwasi, if you are in a position where you have lack, your lack ought to move me as if your lack is my own. So if you're going to bed without a meal, it has to be like I'm going to bed without a meal. If you're struggling through finances, it has to be like I'm struggling with finances. I have to bear your burdens of yours like it's my own to prove that I'm a lover of Christ.